So on this Earth Day 2021, let's take our seats on the Earth. Let's just really notice how unconditionally supported we are by the Earth, no matter what. So just feel sensations of sitting. And of course, the air, part of the earth, also unconditionally supporting us. We breathe with the earth. We breathe in what we need, the oxygen. We send out the carbon dioxide and so forth, what the plants need. This beautiful symbiotic relationship, earth and air together, and us. And that might make you feel, even a little bit smiley. That little bit of upturning of the corners of the eyes and the lips. And breathing into that wee bit of a smile. And as it makes sense to let the smile radiate through your body as you breathe. Cultivating goodwill towards ourselves and this earth. Just practicing for a few moments in this way with body and breathing in the silence. And now let's engage in a practice that can cultivate a bit of uplift and gratitude for the earth. So I'm calling this practice awe-servation. So awe and observation. And so the acronym is A for awesome. So something awesome. And W for wonder. And I'll say more. And E for to experience it. So with awesome, we're going to bring forth an image or think about something, especially of this earth, that is awesome to us. And then with wonder, we're going to really let it fill us with wonder. And E for experience it. We're going to just really notice how that feels in body, mind, and heart. And of course, the three steps completely overlap. How awesome. All right then, so feeling body sitting so beautifully, unconditionally supported by the earth. Feeling body unconditionally being breathed. And allow yourself to bring to mind something that's awesome to you. Is it something big, global, like Mother Earth herself? Big sky, stars, sun, moon. How this planet is in just the right place to support life, to create we earthlings? Or is it something quite particular, like the sprouting of a daffodil, the flowering of a magnolia, a particular flower, the song of a robin? So allow yourself to bring to mind, by thinking about it briefly, or imaging it if you like, something awesome. And then let that item fill you with wonder. Do one thing at a time, one item at a time. Let it fill you with wonder. And really experience it in body, mind, and heart. Really notice how it feels to engage with awe. So practicing in this way, in the silence. You get wound up in thought. That's okay. How awesome is thought? And just gently let it be. And hold in mind something awesome. Let it fill you with wonder and really experience it through body, mind, heart. If you haven't brought to mind any of the wondrous beings on the earth, you might engage that. The mystery of whales, the delight of songbirds, the diligence of the insects. Our furry companions. we might bring observation to our fellow humans, the ingenuity of our ancestors. Inventing buttons and spoons and a roof over our heads. And clothing made from the earth. And of course, the fancier things of late, like computers and internet and vaccines. Holding in mind any of this ingenuity of humans, what's awesome to you fills you with wonder. What can you really experience in body, mind, and heart? Bringing observation as well to human cooperation, friendship, friendliness, connection, our being here together, albeit in this technological way. Bringing to mind particular moments of cooperation or friendship or connection. Let them fill you with wonder that they happen. And really experience it through body, mind, heart. And if tears come, tears come, tears of gratitude. Refreshing, sacred tears. And take a couple more minutes to engage with a few more items of any category. What's awesome fills you with wonder? What can you experience in body, mind, and heart? Really notice how it feels. And beginning to just rest now in body, in breathing. Just noticing how the practice sits with you. And feeling into that unconditional support of earth and air. Einstein said, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, we can go through life as if nothing is a miracle, or as if everything is a miracle.